Fishnet stockings and feather boas aren't usually the subject of a lecture, but today students are taken back to the turn of the 20th century and topless showgirls.
The naked girls hanging from the chandeliers.
The room is packed with would-be performers. NYU's drama department has taken the huge step of offering a history of American burlesque.
The tableau vivant of the Ziegfeld Follies. The slightly disrobed, we will say, women who become part of the set. Basically become mannequins.
This is the story of what was called the illegitimate theatre. It began in America in the 1860s and continued through to the bump-and-grind striptease acts of the 50s. In the last few years, it's come back with a new twist. Performers of all shapes and sizes play with the stereotypes of striptease to communicate ideas about sexual politics and gender identity. Burlesque now includes music and theatrical influences from around the world, from belly dancing to butoh, explains Dr. Lynn Sally.
There's this new neo-burlesque movement going on right now, and people don't really have a context, a historical or conceptual context in which to place that.
The students in the class will develop their own acts.
Someone just asked me about the New York Burlesque Festival, which I've...
And if they're confident enough, perhaps take part in the upcoming New York Burlesque Festival.
My name is Megan George. If my father found out that I was performing in a burlesque show, he would probably be very frightened. And when he found out I was simply in the class, he asked me, well, what's the value in that? And he was a little worried about where his tuition money was going towards. So I don't think that people my parents' age see any sort of relevance or any real theater in the burlesque movement.
Perhaps Megan should tell her dad that the last Whitney Biennial honored a burlesque performance artist. Or she could say that many burlesque performers are college graduates. Take Lynn Sally, her professor, who performs as Lucky in a self-contained act which she presents at the Elegant Galapagos, a converted factory in Brooklyn. Robert Elms, who's the director here, has been presenting Variety for 4 years.
The creativity that's being expressed in it now really doesn't have any limits. It's reinvigorated, it's come back.
Striptease used to be dumbed down like a bad movie, says Elms. Now the work is often both intelligent and from people who are highly trained in dance and physical theatre. He describes a favourite performer.
Selena Vixen, who brings and breathes to life a Man Ray photograph as Woman as a Cello, and slowly, slowly moves over 4 minutes to beautiful cello music. And this is a performance where she never stands. She remains seated the entire time, and once in a while you see her arm. Anytime you have sensuality on a stage, I think you give a gift to an audience. Some audiences need a spanking and some need a caress.
The audience at burlesque showcases don't venerate the performers, and the MC sets the mood. On Friday nights at the Slipper Room on Orchard Street, Miss Satin is the MC. Before the show begins, she goes over to the DJ with her blue leather catsuit provocatively unzipped. Once on the creaky tiny stage, she tries in vain to make the flimsy curtains meet, and we get a sneak peep.
I love the class. I love it. I am slave to flattery, slave. She is a PhD. So please, put your hands together for Miss Delirium Tremens.
Miss Saturn holds out her martini glass and people oblige her by pouring in beer. Men and women, when the spirit moves them, dance up to the stage and tuck money into the performers' costumes. One woman's persona is of a desperate housewife, ironing each piece of clothing as she disrobes. Another opens her routine with some stand-up.
Okay, did you hear about that woman who sold her implant on eBay for like 20?
New burlesque acts range from the raw to the highly rehearsed. A troupe called the Bindlestiff Family Circus looks at types of sexual behaviour using routines from novelty acts. They mock the seriousness of the S&M scene in a skit where blindfolded performer Stephanie Monsieur is tied up with skinny balloons.
My ankles are bound, my hands are bound together as though handcuffed, I'm blindfolded and gagged.
Her partner pops each balloon with a cigarette, slowly.
I'm finally released from bondage. I get my revenge by, you know, giving it a good swift kick. But at the same time, I'm titillated by it so that we actually end up exchanging latex balloons through the nose and out the mouth and ending in a big kiss that, you know, promises more later.
Nothing is taboo. The British band The Tiger Lilies, who are currently on stage in New York, sing about venereal disease, bestiality, child sex, and gas chambers. And they even have a crucifixion song, which singer Martin Jakes delivers in his androgynous voice.
How's the guy banging the nails on? Bang, 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 banging in the nails. I'm bang, I'm bang, I'm bang. I'm crucifying Jesus, banging in the nails. And I am so happy because old Jesus fell.
The look of their act is inspired by the classic era of cabaret, the thick white pancake and bowler hats of Weimar Germany. Jakes and Adrian Stout, who plays bass, explain.
From Berlin, or where cabaret comes from.
Stylistically, I think it's kind of the sort of like the model, dark, the risque, the, you know, the kind of the underground undercurrent.
Now the Tiger Lilies perform on stage with actors and puppets. Their show, called Shock-Headed Peter, is based on macabre 19th century German poems for children. Each naughty child dies a terrible death. A high-profile cabaret-inspired show like this is a big departure for the new burlesque movement, says Robert Elms of Galapagos. It's proof that it has bubbled up town and is having an impact on mainstream audiences.
If burlesque evolves into full-on theatrical evenings, then you have the possible evolution back to cabaret. It can influence Broadway, it can influence touring companies, it can therefore show up in Peoria and Columbus, Ohio.
What's delightful about this kind of entertainment is its mischievousness. When the Tiger Lilies came to the studio, we only had a piano, so I rustled up some spoons for percussion, and they recreated this charmingly light-hearted ditty.
Try suicide!
For WNYC, I'm Judith Kampfner.
I stuck my head in an oven, but the oven wasn't gas. Suicide! Suicide!
Suicide!
Suicide for me! Hey, I wanna be a legend. So suicide for me! Yodel, 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 little yo, yodel, little yodel, little yodel, little yo, yodel, 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 little yo. Take some pills, but I bought